Dear citizens of the world, this is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. I welcome you all to topic discussion. The topic is India, Jammu and Kashmir flood situation. The recent natural disaster in the Indian state of Jammu and Kashmir has claimed many lives besides severe damages to livelihoods, residents' homes and public convenience in the capital, Srinagar, and several areas of the valley. Whenever such calamity hits the territory, the death toll and destruction has significant impact on survivors and often paralyzes the system. The central and state authorities' preparedness in crisis management and mitigation is subject to test, and the failure leads to major hazards with much longer recovery time. The flood victims in Srinagar and Jammu have suffered enormously considering the delay in initial response on rescue operation. However, subsequent relief efforts are pertinent, and maintaining humanitarian assistance also contain casualties emanating from waterborne disease and lack of basic requirements during emergency situation. The environment neglect and various activities to satisfy energy demands whilst refusing to consider solar, wind, hydroconductivity and other natural sources contribute to extreme weather conditions accompanied by human and economic losses for the state and the people. Political decisions overriding evidence-based facts on environmental matter and non-commitment towards climate treaty are contentious and attributed to inhabitants' declining general health status. Furthermore, the absence of effective strategy towards carbon reduction and earth protection endanger life and planet sustenance. The political authorities' concerted steps to compete with other carbon emitters by expanding automobile manufacturing without smog control regulations and preventive actions affect air quality, resulting in massive pollution. Unfortunately, the serious lapse in regulatory measures and violations contaminate habitat, not to mention the economic liability pertaining to healthcare costs, with sharp escalation in pulmonary ailments like respiratory problems, namely asthma, commonly experienced among children and elders in society. As long as rivers, mountains, sky, and soil remain under relentless attack and abuse, for instance, the subterranean nuclear testing ramifications are hardly a concern for political and military leaderships engaged in nuclear weapons enhancement. Arguably, the political and economic drive at planet's peril is existential threat to humanity. The industrialized nations, together with emerging economies, bear collective responsibility in eliminating toxicity produced through diverse agents and pollutants posing greater risks to all species and causing ecological imbalance that could ultimately break down food pyramid and disrupt natural cycle. The special interest-backed government's illogical stance in denying environment woes from reckless and counterproductive indulgence is an impediment to corrective remedies in altering climatic variations witnessed in many parts of the world. The developing nations in particular, made vulnerable to rapidly changing seasons, summarily threatening survival. unless recognition on planet degradation with prompt solutions are implemented, the rising sea levels behind melting ice caps or, alternatively, drought and famine in Africa and regions exposed to drastic deforestation, including rainforest depletion in the Amazon, Latin America or Congo in Africa, Indonesia and New Guinea in the Asia Pacific, create tremendous challenges for local population transforming original landscape to undesirable level. India's Jammu and Kashmir latest tragedy from floods is deeply regrettable. Hopefully, citizens and political leadership's precautionary planning and readiness would avert catastrophe in the future. I offer my sincere condolence to mournful families and pray for solace and peace to the citizens in Jammu and Kashmir. May God bless the people in Jammu and Kashmir, enabling the healing process essential to overcome suffering. This is Padmini Arhant, author and presenter of PadminiArhant.com. Would like to thank you all for your participation and interest. Peace to all. Thank you.